Hey, Common Sensocrats, welcome to the last episode of 2021. Haha, gotcha! For those of you that freaked out and went, whoa, the last episode, don't worry. I will have new episodes in 2022, I promise you that. Yeah, you know, 2022, wow, I can't believe that's 2 days away. But 2022, we have a lot to look forward to. But in this episode, I'm going to be getting into just kind of a brief rundown of 2021. The positives, the negatives, not just politically, but also in entertainment. And really how 2021 is a preparation for what's to come in 22. Because if you thought 2021 was big, no. 2022 is going to be way bigger. And 2021 was just the warm-up of 2022, if you will. And also, I'm going to get into some updates on Common Sensocrat and other projects that are headed your way. So I'm very excited to get into those. And also, a very, very exciting voicemail came my way recently that I will be playing for you as well, which can technically be part of the reflection of 21, at least with Common Sensocrat, because I will get into some of that too. But anyway, stay tuned for that, and let's get into the last one of 2021. Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I am going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. I want to start with the podcast itself. Yours truly, okay? Because this year was probably the bravest year for me, I have to say, because, gosh, and I'm an actor. I lived in New York City. I've traveled everywhere. I've done really brave things in my life. But this podcast is the bravest thing I've ever conquered. And the scariest. And I've even started my own production company. Yeah, that this is through, by the way. So this is the scariest thing that I've ever done. Because I'm speaking the truth on this show. Because remember my tagline, everybody. This is the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. So, and I feel like we've been living in the sweetest lie for years. Even prior to 2020. We've been living in the sweetest lie. You know, the media tells us things and people believe them. And we've been living in this bubble. And then COVID happened. Lockdowns happened. And people, of course, were both panicked and confused and devastated because, of course, there were losses, which are horrible. And that's when I started to get through the year of 2020 kind of going, all right, something doesn't add up here. And I fled from New York. For those of you that have been listening to the show, you know my story about New York. I fled. I left. I lived there. And of course, I didn't go back except to get my stuff. At the end of, toward the end of the year in October of 2020. And then that's when my interest of doing a podcast really peaked because I started to kind of go, you know what? I'm listening to these podcasts. I'm getting information that I'm not really getting anywhere else. And I'm talking to people, networking with everybody, and just kind of figuring all this out. And my friends are sending me information that needs to be talked about, but nobody wants to talk about it. So I thought, you know what? Maybe I need to. And that was kind of my opening to start a podcast. So the end of 2020 comes around. I'm in my friend's living room. And all of a sudden, I just spew out the words, hey, we need Common Sensocrats over here. Let's bring them back. And they looked at me and went, that should be the name of your podcast. And I just went, you know what? I couldn't agree more. So then Common Sensocrat was born. And then I started to figure out, okay, how do I narrow it down what I want to say? How do I narrow it down what I want to talk about? What subject or subjects? Well, then I started to kind of go, you know what? I don't want to do just one topic. There are so many areas in the world that have lost common sense. Entertainment, fashion, all the big things in the world, right? That they've lost their way. Because really, let's be honest, even the corporate world, there are heavy politics in each sector of the world. Doesn't matter what department you're in. Fashion, again, like I said, fashion, corporate, entertainment, etc. There are politics everywhere. So no matter what, it's going to be in your face. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to start with some basic stuff, and then I'm going to get really into it and get the build going. And really say what needs to be said, really. And they can censor me. They can do whatever they want, but I'm going to do it. So there we go. I started off with a bang and just decided to do common sense crap. And then I started prepping, making the logo, which for those of you that have seen it, obviously, if you're listening, then you've seen the logo. It's literally a donkey body with an elephant head on it. And it's purple. So I'm like, huh, all right, well, that makes sense. So obviously it's going to be primarily political somewhere, but I'm going to do my best to make it all about entertainment, fashion, and all the other stuff that I love to talk about. Because I'm Carrington Rowe, and there are multiple things I love to talk about. Especially in the entertainment world, because that was my life. I mean, that was completely my life and how I've seen it transform and all of that. So anyway, did Common Sense Regret, and the first episode launched March 24th, 2021. And wow, since then, my life has changed for the better. Again, never went back to New York, but I see all the devastating things that's happened. And of course, during that launch, Mr. JB himself was in the White House. And just completely doing the opposite of what President Donald Trump did. And just, you could just start to see it unraveling. And you're just like, yup. And yeah, it was devastating. So of course, it was perfect timing that it launched. Perfect timing. And and I'm very proud of myself for starting this podcast. I know I'm going on a long tangent here about how I started the podcast, but it's important to talk about that personally as I reflect 2021, because I networked my butt off to promote this thing. And I've met so many wonderful people, even in my local community. I've met amazing people, connected with a bunch of people, other podcasts, other politicians, even like I've mentioned, school board candidates that, again, I'm going to talk about this, but a perk of 21 was that they won. Hello. So it's very exciting. But anyway, but my whole thing with the podcast is, if you want to start a podcast, like I said, 2022 is 2 days away. It's not too late. There are many more things to come in the next few months. So gear up for all that. So my whole thing is, don't be afraid to speak up, because this is, like I said, the scariest, the bravest, the most exhilarating thing I have ever started. And I'm so proud that I did. Very proud. And for those of you that know me, I hope you're proud too. So anyway, I'm going to move on to other things that have gone down. Just brief things that I want to talk about and how to mentally prepare yourself for 22. And also some positives. We're going to get into the negatives and positives because we have to, unfortunately. I don't like that, but we got to do it because it's the way it goes. So, but anyway, so let's get into all of the anti that's been going down with 2021. Let's talk about how in less than a year, Mr. JB has had a border crisis. We are no longer energy independent. Inflation, labor crisis, supply chain issue, violent crime happening in Democrat-run states. I could go on and on. Joe Biden is the most anti-everything president in history. And now he's officially, in my opinion, worse than Jimmy Carter. He has officially gotten to that point with me. I don't know about you guys, but he's gotten officially to that point with me. Because let's be real. And again, common sense here. Everything he's done, well, anything he's really not done, but he's the face of what's being done because he is right now the president, which, yeah, he's the face of what's being done. But he's the most anti-American president in history right now. Because when he went in, people, of course, will never, who are anti-Trump, will never realize, you know, realize what they're doing. Because, like, you guys, you don't even realize what you're hating. Because Joe Biden came in to the most secure border in history. Sure, they've had their issues. But the border always has had their issues. But it's horrible now. What is it? Over 3 million at this point? Have come in illegally, and that's record. He came in, so Joe Biden, when he came in January of this year, he came in to also the quickest economic recovery, low gas prices, energy independence, manufacturing was doing well. And even though, despite all the lockdowns and stuff, they still were doing okay. And it was literally, we were like, okay, like, we're in a little bit of a weird hiccup, but that's okay. It's gonna do it, you know. But in comes JB and totally reverses everything. Less than a year, everything is reversed. It's crisis, chaos, misery, everything. With him in office right now. I mean, hello? Have you seen the ratings? Even Kamala? Cackling Kamala? I know it's Kamala, but whatever. Tomato, tomato. Have you seen the ratings? They're an all-time record low for both of them. It's bad. Like, the media, they can't even cover them up anymore. They've tried. The whole beginning of this year, they tried. And it's not good. Because let's really break it down. Inflation is the highest in nearly four decades. It's terrible. Gas prices have risen about half from what it was a year ago. The southern border, like I said, 3+ million illegals coming in. That's actually recorded. And that's the highest recorded by far. Again, Democrat-run cities. All-time highs in murders and violent crime. Looting, also. I mean, have you seen those random cars that come in California especially? They just swing in, you know, swing in front of the stores and run right in and loot and steal all the Gucci's and Louis Vuitton's and all the Hermes bags and you name it. And they don't get in trouble for any of it. Okay? It's terrible. And of course, the overspending. What are we almost $6 trillion? Correct me if I'm wrong, but we're about there. You know, that he's trying to push anyway. I mean, we're... It's bad. We're in super debt. We are in super debt. And of course we had the CRT issue this year. We had the CRT. Oh, and of course you have the, how can I forget, the male athletes into women's sports teams. But of course we can go into another thing with that. Oh, we're doing all the military wokeism all of a sudden. We're tearing down statues of Thomas Jefferson and other people, completely trying to remove history, which It's terrible. I mean, you just do this. What the hell? It's like we blinked and we're just like, what the hell? I mean, it's a disaster. 2021, just like that, complete disaster. And it's just, it's not good. I mean, even like back to inflation, it's double digits of increases in the price of what? Cars, trucks, beef, bacon, sugar, eggs. Was it pork? Furniture, even. Furniture, housing. And others, so many others that have increased in prices. But of course, the wages and incomes, they haven't even matched what's really going on. So of course, everything's all to hell with that part. Which tells me that in 2022, this is where my negativity may come in. And I'm doing my best to be positive, but I'm just thinking of the reality here. That we might start seeing another recession. That's, we're going to be back to a recession. And I hate to say it, but we've been through recessions before. So I'm kind of like, I pray every day. I really do. I pray every day that we can get through it. And I think we will. I really do. It's a very disappointing thing that's happening in 2021. But again, 2022, just stay focused, stay the course, and things will turn around as long as we stay focused, okay? Stay focused. We have to stay focused. Let's really get into the most beautiful thing that happened this year, shall we?
As you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon. Brandon, you told me you were going to kind of hang back.
Yeah, that has to be my top favorite thing that happened in 2021. And I'm sure for all of you too. And on top of that, with the Met Gala and a lot of things in the entertainment industry that really just were exposed, the whole, and even with AOC's tax the rich dress, I mean, can you be any more comical than that? I don't think so. Yeah, there are a lot of funny things that happened this year that I could go on. And I may end up posting a few on my social media, even throughout New Year's Eve tomorrow, because there are just so many hilarious things. And also with the whole Alec Baldwin saying, I didn't pull the trigger, and you just kind of go, okay, buddy. Again, another exposure. Yeah, there are so many things. Now, was it a tragedy? Obviously, what happened for obviously what happened? Yes, like that was a huge tragedy. But the fact that he was making a big spectacle and doing the whole like, well, I feel badly for me. I didn't do that. It's like, oh my gosh. Well, buddy, once an actor, always an actor. But then again, I'm not big and elitist like Alec Baldwin. So when I say actor, well, there's that kind of actor. And then there's the basic actor like me, who just does her thing and actually knows gun safety, just saying, but you've heard my episode on that. But there were a lot of positives this year with the FJB chant and Let's Go Brandon all in one. That was beautiful. And then of course, songs coming out, especially about Let's Go Brandon, you know, just all of that. I mean, the songs were galore. I mean, the songs galore that came out and, clearly, I can't talk. I need more coffee. It's been a long holiday week, everybody, but I am so happy that a lot of exposures went down this year. And in the education world, because look how many school boards were flipped to red because of all the CRT rhetoric, like I mentioned earlier, with all the CRT rhetoric and all that stuff that really woke parents up and also woke parents up enough to have them run for school board. Like, this was a big year for a lot of that. And again, that is all prepping us for what is to come for 2022. So again, a lot of positives. So I got to finish up with a lot of the positives because we cannot forget those. And the fact that justice was actually correct when Kyle Rittenhouse was not found guilty. And of course, I have many friends that have already made me, you know, call me names and all that stuff because of that stance. But hello, Second Amendment. Speaking of the Alec Baldwin, I didn't pull the trigger. Hello, it's the Second Amendment. So Kyle Rittenhouse, while we're on the gun topic, Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty. And also Ghislaine Maxwell recently was found guilty. And she has a couple choices. Either expose, you know, really and reveal the names who were involved or who at least visited a couple times or face other consequences. So this is a big deal, guys. Like, nobody realizes how much of a big deal this all is. So it's a really big prep for how 2022 is going to go down. And there are a lot of things still in the air. Like, the Supreme Court's got a few big decisions to make. And you all know what those are coming up. So we got a lot of things to still look forward to and still fight for. And no, mainstream media and social media, you censor police. I do not mean fight like physical. I mean spiritually. So, but those are my big positives. And I'm going to wrap this up because there are a lot of positives. I'm very excited about what's to come for 22. And I hope you all are too. As scary as it is, we have to keep going. So don't give up on 20. Don't give up with 2021 because there's so much more to look forward to. So never forget that. Hey, Common Sensocrats, make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter. Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show. I received a very exciting voicemail over Christmas. So with that, she has a very special message for you all. Hi, Common Sensocrat audience. I'm so happy to be phoning in to update you all. I am still in the States. I am in LA. And you know how I said I was going to be in the room upstairs with like the beautiful French doors and looking outside and all this beautiful scenery? Well, they've put me in the basement, which, it's fine, but it kind of feels like a dungeon. I was telling Common Sensocrat about it, and it doesn't feel very glamorous, but, and I also think they're using me as a nanny for Archie and, oh no, what's her name? Lilibeth, that's it. Oh God, I hope they don't hear this. But I'm happy to report that I'm doing okay and that I also can confirm that Harry can tie his shoes. Because I remember Common Sensocrat and I were talking about that during the episode, one of the final two, I believe, where he's learning how to tie his shoes with Meghan on the show The Prince. So I hope you all are having a wonderful new almost new year, I should say. Hope you all have a wonderful New Year's Eve, a happy Christmas, and I hope to see you all soon. I plan on being at least visiting Common Sensocrat again in 2022 at some point. So stay tuned for that, and I will talk to you all later. Bye. Thank you, Princess Chloe, for that voicemail. I'm so happy I called you back. We are going to be doing something. She will be back on the show at some point in 2022. I don't know when, but it is happening. So stay tuned for that. But speaking of updates on Common Sensocrat, there will be a website launch in early 22. I know. I'm very happy about it. And on top of that, video podcasts are coming back. I know. I've gotten so many emails about when those video podcasts are going to come out. It is happening. The elections took over my life and I had to stop them for a bit. So, because it just got too overwhelming. And again, for now, I am a one-woman show, like I've said in the past. So, but now I've got some help and I'm very happy. So, look out for those. Hit the notification buttons and you will get that notification when the video is dropped. Or you can wait until the website launches and you can kill two birds with one stone and, you know, watch it on the website as well. So yay, exciting. And yeah, so with that, and of course I have other projects too that are happening in 22 as well, outside of Common Sensocrat, which will also be on the website that will be launched. So that's another thing too. So all of my audiences can see all under one umbrella what I'm working on. But with that, it is time to wrap up the episode with a saying. Now today, I'm just going to say this. It's never too late to go after what makes your heart beat faster. That is a saying I've been thinking about recently. And it's true. It's never too late. A new year is coming in 2 days. You can start today if you want, at this moment, while you're listening to the show. Go after what you're scared to go after. That is the biggest thing. If you're feeling the fear, that's usually the time to go for it. I mean, look at me with this podcast. I was nervous as hell to do this podcast. Still kind of am, in a way. Because that's just the natural human instinct that you do. So an episode you do, or anything like that you know it's going to get really heavy, well, if my heart's beating really fast about it, that means I got to do it. So, because it needs to be said. And so speaking of that part, you know, tell the person that you want to tell them that you love them, that you love them. Tell the person you love that you love them. That is the biggest thing, because I feel like people have stopped doing that. They're scared to do it. But no, you want to go for the job, go for the job. You want to run for office, run for office. Gosh, it's not too late. Deadlines are around the corner, but it's not too late. Run for office if you want. Go for the job. Go for the person. Go for what is causing you fear is really what it is. If you feel the fear, punch the fear in the face and go for it. Because again, life is too short not to. And I don't ever want any of you to do the coulda, shoulda, woulda. Because nobody wants to be that. Nobody wants to have that conversation. So do what makes your heart beat faster. Do what makes you happy. Please. New year. I know cliche, new year, new you and all that stuff, but it's a new year. It's 2022. Yes, we have a lot of weird things going on right now in the world. A lot of sad and weird things. But at the end of the day, you're here now. You're on this earth now. So go for what makes you happy. Conquer your fears. Just do it. I know it's easier said than done, but trust me, it's worth it. But thank you so much for listening. And everybody, happy New Year. Enjoy your New Year's Eves. Be happy, be safe, be healthy, be all the things, okay? Be with your loved ones and have a wonderful rest of your year, and see you next year. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode.
If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.